Hi, this is Steve King. Thanks for listening to Lisi's story. I hope you liked it. The book concludes with an author statement, and this is it. There really is a pool where we, and in this case by we, I mean the vast company of readers and writers, go down to drink and cast our nets. Lisi's story references literally dozens of novels, poems, and songs in an effort to illustrate that idea. I'm not saying that to try and impress anyone with my cleverness. Much here is heartfelt, very little is clever. But because I want to acknowledge some of these lovely fish and give credit where credit is due. I'm so hot, please give me ice. Trunk Music by Michael Connelly. Suck Oven, Cold Dog Soup by Stephen Dobbins. Sweet Mother, The Stones of Summer by Dow Mossman. Pafko at the Wall, Underworld by Don DeLillo. Worst Things Waiting, the title of a short story collection by Manly Wade Wellman. No One Loves a Clown at Midnight, Lon Chaney. He Was Sweeping, You Sons of Bitches, The Last Picture Show by Larry McMurtry. Empty Devils, The Tempest by William Shakespeare. Hell is empty, and all the devils are here. I Ain't Living Long Like This was written by Rodney Crowell. Besides Crowell's version, this song has been recorded by Emmylou Harris, Jerry Jeff Walker, Webb Wilder, and Ole Waylon. And of course, everything by Ole Hank. If there's a ghost in these pages, it's as much his as Scott Landon's. I want to take a moment of your time to thank my wife, too. She's not Lisi Landon, nor are her sisters Lisi's sisters, but I have enjoyed watching Tabitha, Margaret, Anne, Catherine, Stephanie, and Marcella do the sister thing for the last 30 years. The sister thing is never the same from day to day, but it's always interesting. For the stuff I got right, thank them. For the stuff I got wrong, cut me some slack, okay? I've got a great older brother, but I was sister deprived. Nan Graham edited this book. Quite often, reviewers of novels, especially novels by people who usually sell great numbers of books, will say, so-and-so would have benefited from actual editing. To those tempted to say that about Lisi's story, I would be happy to submit sample pages from my first draft manuscript, complete with Nan's notes. I had first-year French essays that came back cleaner. Nan did a wonderful job, and I thank her for sending me out in public with my shirt tucked in and my hair combed. As for the few cases in which the author overruled her, all I can say is, reality is Ralph. Thanks to L and R.D., who were there to read these pages in first draft. Finally, great thanks to Burton Hatlin of the University of Maine. Bert was the greatest English teacher I ever had. It was he who first showed me the way to the pool, which he called the language pool, the myth pool, where we all go down to drink. That was in 1968. I have trod the path that leads there often in the years since, and I can think of no better place to spend one's days. The water is still sweet, and the fish still swim. I Will Holler You Home.
Lisi's story was written by Stephen King and read by Mayor Winningham. The recording engineer was Mitchell Linskoog at Video Box Studios in Los Angeles, with editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. It was mixed by Terry Hogan. The associate producer was Amory Klimchak. Lisi's story was produced and directed by Elisa Shokoff. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.